Hey everyone, my name is Dustin Yankowski, and I just want to thank you for tuning into our Drivecast for this week. This past Sunday, we looked at Ecclesiastes chapter 7 in our series Under the Sun, and what King Solomon had to say about wisdom versus foolishness. And really, it was just a packed chapter that had a lot of practical wisdom for your everyday life. But for now, I just want to look at verse 10, where he says, "Say not, why were the former days better than these? For it is not from wisdom that you ask this." So don't say not, wasn't life better back then? For it is not from wisdom that you ask this. Translated, that's a dumb question. Don't say that. That's not wise. And so this was something often said back then, and I think it's something that's often said now. I mean, if I'm honest, I catch myself saying it sometimes. Just recently, my wife and I had a discussion. You know, we have three kids. Hey, when was the period in life where we had three kids that was the easiest, that was the less hectic, the less stressful? And we just talked about the house that we were living in and the age range, you know, 1 to 4, when they're all growing so rapidly and just life just to be seemed to be better. And so Solomon's talking to me here, right? I have the tendency to do this at times too. And so what's wrong with thinking this way and saying this? And I think at least two things. I mean, first, I remember back some years ago when a friend and I were in discussion with someone and they said, "Man, the world is just so much more evil now. It was so much better when I was growing up." And I didn't think much of it. And then later that day, my friend said, I thought about saying something to him in that moment, but I decided against it. And I'm like, "What do you mean?" He goes, "I mean, yeah, the world is broken now, but it was broken back then too when he was growing up. It just looks different." And that's what he's uncomfortable with. Maybe prayer in school was allowed back then, but racism was alive and thriving. Literally, the intentional devaluing of people was alive and thriving. Or do we go back when he was born and hundreds of thousands of people were being massacred in wars? I mean, where does he want to go where he thinks is better? It's not. It wasn't. And I hadn't thought about it like that. I mean, so one, it's just probably not wise to think like that because it's not true necessarily, although it is different. But the main reason I think Solomon says this is, you know, as followers of Jesus, we are called to look ahead, to look forward. And the more we look backwards, the more it impacts our ability to follow Jesus and to see God at work in the present and cooperate with him as he seeks to redeem this broken world. So Jesus said, you know, in Luke, "You can't plow straight if you're looking backwards. You plow with the end in mind, not the past." In our marriages, we work with the end in mind, that we are called to sacrificially love one another like Christ, not have a feeling, not to pursue a feeling, an emotion, maybe like we did when we were dating in the past, not to have the freedom like we had in the past when we were single. That's looking back, not looking forward. And the more we do that, the more it impedes our ability to follow with what God has in store for us in our marriage. For your children, the end is not for them to be successful in life, mainly, to not be good athletes or get to college, to be good little moral kids. If they don't have the love and trust of Jesus in their heart, they'll spend an eternity away with him. So we plow with the end in mind, right? We look forward, not backwards. And for our church, to look forward and not backward. A lot of times in churches, people will get distracted from what the Lord is doing in their midst because something changed. Oh, we got a bigger building. We're growing. And that's uncomfortable. And I like how things were in the past. You know, worship songs change, pastors change. And we can look back and go, you know, I don't like it. Things were better back then than they are now. And we miss out on what God is doing here. And we miss out on hoping and praying for the best things that are to come. It's difficult to move forward spiritually when we are looking backwards. So that's what Solomon shares. That's changed the way I've tried to speak and look about at what God has in my life and versus how things were in the past. And I just hope we can start to look forward at what God has in store for us as a church and be excited and be hopeful and be prayerful that the best is yet to come. So thanks for tuning in. I hope you have a great day.